Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
When we get a gift, often we feel we must reciprocate and give one back. But there is one gift we can only receive. We cannot contribute in any way. And that's what the Bible calls the gift of righteousness. Today, more great teaching on a gift you don't want to miss. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. We're in a series on how you can be sure that you will spend eternity with God. Pastor Lutzer comes now to tell us why the righteousness of Christ makes us legally eligible for heaven.
You see, my children, if there is a break in our relationship, as happens from time to time, neither they nor we as parents need to be restored as father, as parents and children, but we need to make sure that we are in fellowship. And God asks that, and confession is part of the process. But it is never to reestablish our relationship with God, our permanency with Him. Oh, I know what you're saying. You're saying, well, you know, that means people can believe on Christ and they can live as they wish. You see, when you become a member of God's family, He makes sure that you do not live as you wish. There's a whole growing process, but the initial gift is free. And we're going to be talking about the implications of that in a future message. It is a permanent righteousness. Number four, it is an infinite righteousness. You know, sometimes people say, oh, I know the meaning of the word justification. Justification means it is just as if I'd never sinned. Well, let me tell you that that is an inadequate definition, partially right, but far short of the mark. Folks, when God justifies us, when He declares us to be righteous as His blessed Son, it is not just as if we have not sinned, it is as if we have been perfectly obedient to the law. It is as if we have met every one of His infinite and holy, very holy requirements. Because you see, Jesus Christ represents me before God the Father today. Today He is my righteousness. Today He is my wisdom. Today He is my sanctification. Today He is my redemption. He is everything that I need today, representing me in heaven. And in the presence of God, I am being accepted and received and welcomed and loved on His basis. And there is no way that that can be associated with human righteousness. Even if there were a perfect person, he could not die for the sins of everyone like Jesus Christ died for the sins of those who believe. He couldn't do it. You remember Augustine in his despair as he was thinking about his own sin, and he was thinking of how much God demands, and then the light dawned on him and he said, oh, God, demand whatever you will, but supply what you demand. God, if you need infinite righteousness, if you need a righteousness that is so pure and holy that belongs only to you, that's fine. But God, I don't have it. Supply it. And that's the message of the gospel. God says, I give you an infinite righteousness, an infinite righteousness. Finally, it is this righteousness that is the basis of our union with Christ. You see, in the Bible, more than 100 times in the epistles, the Apostle Paul uses this precious little phrase. It says that we are in Christ. We are in Christ. What does it mean to be in Christ? It means that God has clothed us with the righteousness of Christ. Clothed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty, art my heavenly dress. And that's why we're in Christ. That's why Jesus could say in John 17 when He was praying, He said, oh Father, thou hast loved them even as thou hast loved me. He says, you're loving them as much as you're loving me. Wait a moment. God loves Christ with an undying, unbelievable love. And now he's loving us as fallen sinners, as people who want to do good but end up doing bad oftentimes. And he loves us as much as he loves Christ. It is unthinkable. But God says, I am loving you for Christ's sake. I am receiving you based on his righteousness. You are in him. And when I embrace my son, I am embracing you because you are in Christ, received, loved, welcomed. And it would be heresy for you to say, you know, God would love me more if only I were better. Oh, how many people are in despair because of that. Oh, God is so mad at me. I've had Christians say this. God is so mad at me. If you only knew what I did, you'd know how he could not love me. And you see, the devil has a field day, and they are driven from the presence of the grace and the mercy of God by their own guilt, because they do not understand that God loves us, not even because we have a good day. And I don't want to be misunderstood, but it's not even because we had a warm and wonderful time in our devotions. Important though that may be, it is because we are in him. In him. It is the basis of every command in the New Testament. The Bible says that we should put off the works of the flesh, sensuality. Why? Because you are in Christ, clothed with his righteousness. It becomes the one doctrine that becomes the anchor point, the doctrine that I keep going back to almost every single day. Some of you have heard me preach on justification by faith before, but I need to preach on it now because it's part of the series. But that's why I didn't begin with an apology, because if you're going to be in this church very long, you're probably going to hear this again. Because you never outgrow it. You never get to the point where you say, well, now, you know, we're moving on to real deep things finally. No, it doesn't get any deeper than the righteousness of God credited to unworthy sinners. That is as deep as it can go. How thou canst think so well of me and be the God thou art is darkness to my intellect, but sunshine to my heart. It doesn't go any deeper than that. Remember in the Old Testament, God says, when you put blood on the door, the angel of death will pass over you. Didn't matter how great the sinners were within, though it is much better to be a lesser sinner than a greater one, as I explained last week, but God says it is blood on the door that matters. Now, let's suppose somebody would have come and said, oh boy, you're going to get this angel of death, and he is going to kill your firstborn tonight. Boy, is he going to get you. What if the Jews would have said, well, my word. You know, maybe that's true, but here is the unleavened bread, and here are the herbs. And they depend upon the unleavened bread and the herbs. No wonder they would be in despair. No, they don't do that. What do? They say, hey, look, there's blood on the door. You see, here's what happens. Satan comes to accuse us during the day, during the night, night and day. He keeps telling you, don't you know what a wretch you are? Look at what you did. Don't you understand that you deserve to suffer? What's this business of grace? You don't deserve it. Someday, if you live better, you'll deserve it. All those things, you see. And Christians don't know how to handle the accusations, and the enemy of our souls lacerates us. Because we begin to say, well, now, you know, wait a moment, devil, you have no right to say that. I memorized a verse of scripture last week, and I attended church, and I am trying, and he has a field day. He just explodes that in our faces, and we have nothing to hang on to. That would be like the Israelites saying, well, look at the, you know, there's the unleavened bread here, and there's the herbs. No, my friend, the reason that you have devotions is that you might walk with God, that you might know the fullness of the Holy Spirit, but it does not reestablish the firm basis upon which God accepts you, which is the righteousness of his Son. What you need to do is what Luther did when the devil came to him and listed his sins. In a dream, he saw all of his sins. And then he told the devil that there were some sins that had been omitted, that the list was incomplete. If you're at least going to list your sins, list all of them. And then beneath the list he wrote, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The righteousness of God, which is by faith. That is the way in which you handle the accusations of the devil. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even now on the right hand of the throne of God, who also maketh intercession for us. We go on the basis of blood, Christ's blood shed for us as sinners. After our morning service, we are going to have a memorial service for Jim Thies, who died of AIDS a few days ago. Jim is in heaven today, but I want to explain why he is in heaven. He's in heaven because there was a time when Jim recognized as a sinner that he could believe on a Savior who died for sinners. Whether their sins be considered big or small, there was a Savior who died for even damnable transgressions. And as he came to die, he could look back into the rearview mirror of his life, and he could have focused on the messy trails, and all of us leave some messy trails, or he could have done what we know he did, and that is to look at the snow that covered it. The terrors of law and of God. With me they have nothing to do. My Savior's obedience and blood blots all of my sins from view. My name on the palm of his hands. My name on the palms of his hands, eternity cannot erase a mark of indelible love and grace. Don't you ever think that you can go to heaven without having the righteousness of Christ and being as righteous as God. Those are the only ones who enter, but they enter through faith, the gift of righteousness given to those who finally give up and believe in Christ alone.
My friend, if this message is specifically meant for you because you've never savingly believed on Christ, please take advantage right now of the Holy Spirit of God speaking in your heart. Leave behind all of your attainments and come to Christ to receive the gift of eternal life. I'm holding in my hands a book written by my lovely wife, Rebecca, entitled Life-Changing Bible Verses Every Woman Should Know. Now, she deals with 26 different topics, all of them from a biblical standpoint. A wonderful book, by the way, if you want to disciple someone, if you want to personally be encouraged, makes a wonderful Mother's Day gift. For a gift of any amount, we're making it available for you, and I need to emphasize that this is the second to the last day when you'll be able to receive it from this ministry. Thank you so much for joining hands with us, and you've heard me say it before, as we run toward the finish line.
We need more than just a gift. All of us need a miracle. It takes a miracle to set us on the road to heaven. Jesus told us that what we need is the miracle of the new birth, and that's our topic on our next Running to Win. Mother's Day is coming, and a great gift would be a book by Rebecca Lutzer. It's Life-Changing Bible Verses Every Woman Should Know. They cover the whole gamut of life difficulties and how God can see us through them. This book, in turn, is our gift to you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For full information, call toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Ask about life-changing Bible verses every woman should know. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.